May we always stay curious. Amen. Jesus first calls out, "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Then, the very next thing Jesus does is invite us to enter it. Jesus casts out to us the divine lure of love. Jesus calls all of us ordinary people to extraordinary opportunities. Opportunities to share the good news, to live the good news. And it is a good news that says people like us can do very great deeds of kindness. Reminds us that we are all beloved. Reminds us to willingly share loving kindness. Reminds us to see the dignity of others and ourselves. It is a good news that is a way of living our lives, which promotes each other's well-being, and in doing so, expands our own humanness. Jesus, in calling us disciples, says we build this kingdom together, and we build it based on love. The divine lure is an invitation to risk the adventure of being human and all of our frailties and vulnerabilities, to see ourselves as God sees us, beautifully created, full of abundant gifts to share with others. And we never really know when Jesus will call out to us. One such moment for me, and I've shared this with some folks about how I heard my call to the priesthood. On one sunny Sunday morning, quite a few years ago, as I was walking through the narthex doors by myself, I heard someone call out my name. And I turned around, but no one was there. And I heard my name called out again, so I turned around again, but still no one was there. And finally, I stopped turning in circles, and I looked up out the windows, and my heart exploded with this sense of awe, and the same voice telling me, "I'm going to be a priest, and it's going to be all right." And I laughed, because I thought, this is crazy. And then I went and I sat with my family. And it took me 6 months to share this experience with anyone. Now, I wish I could say Jesus called out to me that clearly all the time. But what I have learned, what I feel deep down to my core, is that through prayer and reflection and curiosity and compassion, there in these moments is Jesus calling to us, guiding us, luring us towards love. When we find the center of ourselves, here at our core is our God we are seeking, and who is seeking us. Maybe that's hard to believe sometimes, but if we open ourselves to curiosity, whole worlds open up to us. If we open ourselves to being curious about our feelings, if we open ourselves to receiving small joys and unexpected moments, there, right there, in that moment, is God. I was looking through one of my journals, and I found a one-line poem I had written in what I'll call a modern proverb. The poem goes, "Finding God in the woodwork, I looked into the cracks on my hands and knees." The proverb comes from Eminem. "God gave you them shoes to fit you, so put them on and wear them. Be yourself. Be proud of who you are, even if it sounds corny. Don't let no one tell you you ain't beautiful." Curiosity and self-compassion, these are our entryways to explore. we can hear the voice of the Beloved, the divine lure, inviting all of us to come away, to become who we did not know we could be. Amen.